Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
A career high 25 points and 16 rebounds for Chicago Sky rookie Angel Reese. In her 36 minutes of play in front of the home crowd on Sunday, a nationally televised game, and other than College World Series, really the deck was cleared. Maybe you're watching golf. Maybe you're watching actually the LPGA Women's Championship or the LPGA Championship. But if you weren't, you had plenty of time to be able to devote to Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and the Sky and the Fever and a back and forth affair that was a lot of fun. Caitlin played all 40 minutes and she also had a double-double with her 17 points and a franchise record 13 assists, 6 rebounds. These two rookies were crushing it and it turned into a 1-point win for the Sky. So yeah, a lot of back and forth, but Angel Reese had the last laugh in this game with a dominant final quarter.
I'm just hoping. I'm from Baltimore. This is what I do. Like, I come out and perform. I do whatever it takes to win every single day. This is what I love. I love this game.
Well, part of the reason why the Sky won is because they were able to reel in the Fever after they built a second half lead of 15 points. A lot of talking back and forth, a lot of energy in the arena. Of course, we want to get the inside details on what has been a surge by the Fever until they ran into the Sky on Sunday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You can find me online at A-Law Radio or also on our Facebook page. Good to connect with you. I know a lot of you still reacting to our conversation with Jennifer Rosati about Caitlin Clark not being on the Olympic team. But that's kind of old news when they've got games to play. And right now they're moving forward, trying to climb up the standings in this first half of the WNBA season. We are pleased to welcome from Indiana, Clutch Points beat reporter Matthew Byrne, who went to the game in Chicago. Matthew, the crowd seemed to bring a lot of noise, a lot of electricity. It was a sold-out affair, and it was back and forth. So what was the atmosphere like in Chi-Town?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that there was a little bit of disappointment that it wasn't going to be in the United Center in Chicago, which could probably fit about double the fans. Regardless, atmosphere was great. It was an incredible game. Back and forth, as you said. Angel Reese took over in the fourth, so it was great to see the home crowd be able to, you know, have that to cheer for. It was awesome. After the game, Fever guard Kelsey Mitchell was saying that the WNBA took a big step, and that women's basketball took a big step as well. And I definitely agree.
I read, and it was also on the broadcast, that the average ticket price to get into the arena was $358, which, as far as the WNBA can tell, is a record going back about 10 years. What's your reaction to that?
I think it's crazy, and I think it speaks to wherever Caitlin Clark goes. I haven't been to all the road games. I've been to, I'd say, probably five, and every single time there's one section of the lower bowl in these stadiums, usually the corner closest to the tunnel, where families, younger fans as well, will be wearing Caitlin Clark jerseys. They'll have all the memorabilia. It's why every single time I'm on Twitter and have a video that I title it as the autograph tour, because that's really what it is. It's so fun. It's so fun to go to cover a game, get there 2.5 hours before, 2 hours before, and fans are there as well. I think it's tremendous.
I would love to get your perspective on the way the team handles it. We know that Caitlin Clark is adept at this. She's been in the spotlight for 2+ years now. She has a great demeanor when it comes to all the interviews. She never seems to get impatient, annoyed, frustrated. She just kind of takes it all in stride. But the rest of the Fever, her coach Christy Sides, as well as the other players, this is relatively new, the white hot spotlight. So how have you seen them navigate the change?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's no jealousy when players are speaking to reporters just because of the spotlight. I think that they're all handling it well. Caitlin herself is being very media trained, is definitely an example. But I also think that it's a good blend where if she's around her veteran teammates, maybe around her coach, you know, it kind of makes her more comfortable. Maybe it takes the stress away from maybe her veteran teammates, that maybe she's dealing with most of the questions. So whenever there's a press conference, it's usually a pretty good balance of all those factors.
We're excited to catch up with Indiana Fever beat reporter Matthew Byrne, fresh off the game in Chicago, covering it for Clutch Point. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. All right, let's talk about that fourth quarter, because the Fever had a 15-point lead. It looks like they're about to track down their fifth consecutive win. And as you point out, Angel Reese has a phenomenal fourth. And where did the Fever leave points out there in the fourth quarter?
Caitlin was saying after the game was just the ball just got stuck. And there wasn't as much flow. Caitlin only took two shots in the last 7 minutes, and earlier in the game, she hit some deep threes, some big threes. Kelsey Mitchell hit three threes in the third quarter. You know, she wasn't shooting as much, so it's just the ball got stuck. You saw it with the fewer number of shots. After the end of the third quarter, it really did seem like the door was kind of fully closing. Kind of seemed like there was that vibe in the arena as well. Hats off to Chicago. I mean, Fever and the Sky were, I think, a half game back. So now that, you know, the Sky had something to play for, home crowd as well. The Sky got to the free throw line a lot. The Fever struggled with points in the paint, defending the paint, allowing too many free throws. And Angel Reese just took over. That was her fourth quarter solely. Mm.
Her signature moment so far in her WNBA career. You mentioned the end of the game and not seeing a lot of shooting from Caitlin Clark. What about those final 10 seconds? I was a little surprised that there wasn't a play drawn up for her.
Yeah. The explanation I think that was given after the game is that Caitlin rebounded and was in transition with the Fever down by 1 point with about 10 seconds to go. She opted to give it away, pass it away. And the Fever shot didn't go in. And then with 7 seconds out of a timeout, they had a play. And from what Christy Sides, head coach, was saying after the game, that play was meant to go to Aaliyah Boston. I asked her why, just because it seemed like the play was drawn up for Caitlin on the wing, and then she got double teamed, and it seemed like it was the second option to have to give it up to Aaliyah Boston, who was open in the high post. And Aaliyah had just hit a three to bring it back to a 1 point game. Maybe that was sort of the logic there, is that, you know, she just hit a shot. She could do it again. Caitlin will draw so much attention that Aaliyah can hit a shot, but she missed it. Not enough time for a catch and shoot for the Fever with a 0.2 seconds left. They tried, but not enough time.
There are a lot of positives, obviously, over the last couple weeks. This wasn't a fifth consecutive win, but the Fever have been stringing some wins together. They're very competitive. What has Christy Side said about their uptick and how they've been able to find a rhythm and a groove?
Christy's been saying, and the pattern has been that four starters, including Caitlin, Leah, Kelsey, and Alyssa Smith, they're all getting into double figures. They're all shooting more efficiently. They're just playing well together. Leah Boston has really turned a corner. She was in a little bit of a slump after being the Rookie of the Year. Her connection grew with Caitlin. That was just a big thing to success. And all four did well again today. So there was a lot of growth with that four-game win streak, but I think equally as much as this game will sting, it's going to be really important for them. They haven't had many heartbreaking losses. They've had to survive in this win streak. No win. You know, three of the four wins haven't been comfortable, single digits. And this is the first one that they kind of let slip away. So I guess in an optimistic sense, maybe it'll kick an extra gear for them. Maybe it'll motivate them to do better because it was inexcusable. It was embarrassing. Maybe it's not the end of the world. Growth through winning and right. also growth through losing, as long as it doesn't become a bad pattern.
That adversity definitely can make a locker room stronger. Matthew Byrne covers the Fever. He's with us from Indiana after hours with Amy Lawrence. A franchise record 13 assists for Caitlin Clark. Man, it was really impressive to watch her pass. And over now, we're seeing that connection with Aaliyah Boston. Here's an interesting question that I thought of as I was watching the game, Matt. How much balance does Christy Sides want between Caitlin shooting and Caitlin passing?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely the biggest question to ask. Christy, after the game, was saying that it was a little vague. She was saying that she's not going to say, you know, Clark shouldn't be aggressive. So I think as the season progresses, us reporters are going to, you know, learn a little bit more about that balance between them, the conversations that they're having. But I think as Caitlin has progressed in two games before this one, there was a few, you know, off-target passes in the second half, you know, maybe a few questionable shot selection. And I think that this game, the opposite was that her court vision was phenomenal. But there was just a little bit of a lack of shooting towards the end. So I think that though these last two games are probably just the perfect case example of a rookie trying to learn the ropes, trying to smooth out performances, trying to stay consistent through all four quarters. So I think that's been how it's been going for the season. Caitlin still has to, or at least there's room for growth for her to be more consistent throughout all four quarters. So I think that's probably the next learning curve.
One thing's for sure, Boston and Clark have definitely developed that connection. How have you seen it grow?
I think just Aaliyah being more confident in herself. I think that Caitlin doesn't necessarily need any more added confidence. And not like Aaliyah needs, you know, a lot either, but it's just Aaliyah is just making plays that I don't think that she was, you know, able to make or consistently make in the beginning of the season. We've seen her so many times cut to the basket, be completely left alone on an island. That is not something that I think that she was doing before. She's been having a little bit more power, might in the paint. I asked Caitlin two games ago, I said, it's kind of what I was saying to the last question, where it's, you know, such a good first half and there's a few off-target passes. How do you go about smoothing out your performance? Caitlin admitted that maybe she rushed one pass to Aaliyah Boston. And she was trying to remember the other ones that she could have gotten better at. And Aaliyah interrupted the press conference to say, you know, with all the reporters in the room and, you know, with Caitlin right there, that it's okay. Don't worry. You know, Caitlin's a good enough passer. If she thinks she can get it to me, she'll do it. And if I don't catch it, I don't catch it. We're good. We're fine. So I think that was a really wholesome moment between them that definitely speaks to their connection. There's multiple factors. There's that wholesome moment, and there's Aaliyah playing with more confidence, and there's Caitlin getting more games under her belt.
Mm. Matthew, how much does the practice factor into this, considering they had very little time for that with that mad blitz of games to start the season?
Yeah, that was the biggest thing for that four-game win streak. That was just my main takeaway. I sat down to write an article, and just the ending was they're bonding, they're laughing, you know, they're winning because of it. And they had no practice time in the beginning, and that's so tough. Because, you know, the Fever are a franchise that gets such a high pick, but there's a reason why they're in this position is not qualifying for the playoffs since 2016. I mean, they have all these high picks, but, you know, sometimes it can be hard. Veterancy is a premium in this league. So, yeah, they got run through the gauntlet. They finally started to get some practice time. They went to Zubilation in the Indianapolis Zoo, I believe, and then they also went to the U.S. Olympic swimming trials as well. There's a video of Caitlin, like, feeling the temperature of the pool water. So they were laughing, and then after that, you know, they won the next day. They won the next 2 days or whatever after Zubilation and the swim trials. And it's just Aaliyah, Kelsey, and Caitlin all just so loose, so fun, you know, just so happy.
You mentioned the autograph tour, Matthew. What's it been like to cover home games with a completely different energy this season?
Oh, it's been awesome. You know, the Fever just recently tied the 2002 Mystics as, trying to remember it perfectly. It's the first 8 consecutive home games with 15,000 plus,
wow,
attendance. And most of these last games, have been sellouts. So, yeah, no, it's not just kind of a phenomenon where it's like, okay, you know, fans are just going to come see, you know, Caitlin one time. There's so many people that are lining up to see her, and the energy is great. Indiana is obviously known as a huge basketball state. So, yeah, the energy has been incredible. And there'll be times where, you know, Caitlin will play into it. She'll hit a three. You know, she'll signal to the crowd. Everybody will love it. So yeah, it's definitely been very fun to be inside Gamebridge Fieldhouse.
What's it like for you as a journalist and this phenomenon drops into the lap of the Fever and you get the assignment of covering Caitlin Clark's rookie season?
I think it's kind of funny. The parallels, not nearly as good at basketball. but you know, we're both the same age. We're both 22. You know, we both were just seniors in college. I covered the Indiana women's basketball team. So I actually, you know, covered her in college for a few games. So I think it's kind of cool. That kind of parallels. I guess I'm in my rookie year, covering a professional sports team as well, but, it's crazy. Just the draw, that she has, you know, especially on social media too. You know, if there's something that, you know, she says that's particularly interesting, you know, that can get picked up really quickly and just widespread. There's so many Caitlin Clark fans. And it's crazy because, you know, as I was saying that we're both 22, it's like sometimes I'll be interviewing her and it's like, you know, she'll almost conduct herself like she's way older, you know, very media trained, very mature, very professional.
Right.
And it's just kind of crazy to think about. there not being an age gap yet, kind of feeling like there is one, just because, you know, sometimes the weight of the world can be on our shoulders.
And yet at times she handles it better than some of the media who are covering her, present company excluded, Matthew. I did not mean you.
You know, social media can kind of go off, go crazy, be buzzing so much. And, sometimes us reporters, you know, don't necessarily talk to her every day. So something can blow up, be very popular, and people can make, you know, sort of like side branches,
yes,
off that and form their own opinions. And it's like, you know, maybe sometimes Caitlin can't really have a chance to speak on it again until, you know, 36 hours later about it.
It's pretty crazy what's happening around her, but still pretty amazing to be part of this and will always be on your resume. So you can find Matthew on Twitter at Matthew Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E 1, Matthew Byrne 1, covering the Fever for Clutch Points, having a chance to watch this train as it barrels down the track. Matthew, thank you so much for your time and your insight. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This is really fun, Amy. Thank you so much.
His rookie season covering the Fever, and he gets the chance to cover one of the most popular, if not the most recognizable and talked about, rookie in WNBA history. Kind of neat assignment for him, who, as he says, he's familiar with Caitlin from his time covering IU women's basketball, but this is a completely different level and a completely different fishbowl. All right, good to connect with you as we say goodbye to another weekend. First weekend of summer, put it in the rearview mirror, head into a manic Monday. On our social media, you can always respond to any of our posts. Of course, they're open. They're available. Lately, pictures from the fair on Saturday. I felt like a kid again. I'm not sure there's a whole lot that can make me feel like a kid as much as going to a state fair. It had been probably about 10 years since I'd been to one. This was a pretty small one. For those of you who've ever been to the Texas State Fair, at the fairgrounds where the Cotton Bowl is located, that one is ginormous, and it takes you days to get through. I've spent a lot of time at the Big E in, Central Massachusetts, maybe more Western Massachusetts, which was not that far from where I lived in Connecticut when I was working in my previous network. I went to the New Hampshire State Fair a ton when I was a kid. So this was something that we hadn't done. Well, Bob and I had never done, but that I hadn't done in a long time, and really enjoyed going with some friends and just laughing at it. And we were on one ride that was called the Crazy Mouse, I believe. It was a mini roller coaster, but it was fairly dramatic. It was fun. And we got into our seat. So it was a car that seated four, and you weren't on either side. It was almost like you were in a semicircle. And so the four of us were in, and the guy who was running the ride and checking the seat belts and the bars that came down, he said something about you crazy kids out here having a good time. I think he was calling us old because pretty much everyone else on the ride was either parents with kiddos or were teenagers and kids younger than that. So yes, we were out there channeling our inner children, if you will. It was fun. So online at A-Law Radio or our Facebook page, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, make the most of our time together, right?
Pleasure to speak with you. I always have a great time.
Huge fan. So glad to have a female voice on sports radio.
I love you. I love listening to your show.
Girl makes the rules around here.
You are absolutely right, Amy.
I listen to you every morning on my way to work, and I appreciate, as do millions of others, that you report like you do.
Love it when chicks call the show. Boom!
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at four. Doncic. The step back three. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL Limited Rear Wheel Drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE Long Range Rear Wheel Drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
I'm sorry, what was that, voice god? I wonder if anyone will notice the voice god's mistake multiple times. Huh. It's a thing. Old habits die hard. They definitely do. I'm still saying Twitter. I refuse to go over to the one-letter moniker. So instead, I'm branding it like a celebrity marriage and calling it Twix. They did have fried Twix, by the way, at the fair.
Really?
Yes, fried Oreos, fried Twix, fried Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, fried Twinkies, fried Snickers, which my hubs was kind of disappointed that he didn't end up trying himself. But yes, all the fried things. Just fried things. That was the title of the booth. It was amazing. So we every now and then will drop the three letters that we're not supposed to use anymore, but whatevs. It's just how it goes. We're into year number 12, if you can believe it. Now, coming up next hour, we're going to get into some of the baseball trends because here we are a month out from NFL training camps, just as a side note. Here we are about to hit the boys of summer and the dog days of summer taking over. I know many parts of the country are locked in heat waves. It's not exclusive to one region, one state, one city. Sadly, there have been a handful of deaths already because of the heat and the extreme humidity. So please check on the people that you care about. Make sure they're okay. I know when my second mom or mother-in-law was without any AC over the course of 5 days, really any power, but any AC. It was extremely hot and humid in her home. And while Bob was there and I was there, we were able to take care of her. She doesn't like a fan and the windows were open, but not providing a lot of relief sometimes. And this applies to my grandmother going back to when she was still here. She would keep the windows closed, even though it was extremely hot inside. And sometimes older people, they remain chilly most of the time, may not realize how warm it is inside their place, and then they don't necessarily open windows for fresh air. And honestly, it can be very dangerous. So please, please check on people that you love. Maybe they are unable to get themselves fans or change their air condition, or whether they're in assisted living or some type of a nursing home, just check on them because this heat can be really dangerous and they may not even realize that they're in danger or that they're having trouble. Gosh, the thick humidity, the 96% humidity, it can affect your breathing and you may not realize that you're dealing with the effects of the heat, the extreme heat, but we were exercising early on Saturday and yeah, the humidity was nearly 98%. And it at times can feel like a heavy weight on your lungs. And then if you haven't hydrated enough, you can get lightheaded. You can feel cold even when it's hot. Just, yeah, I got done running. I only did about 52 minutes. It was too extreme. I got done running and I kind of bent over just to do a little stretching and nearly pitched over forward and had a hard time walking after that because of the humidity. And once I stopped, it really hit me pretty bad. You can have nausea, all that kind of stuff. These are all signs of whether it be heat exhaustion or, you know, precursor to heat stroke. And a lot of times they'll say, EMTs, doctors, the medical community will say, if you wait until you're really feeling terrible, then it's generally too late to get the medical care. There can be a lot of other issues with the heat stroke and with the heat exhaustion. So please, please take care and check on people that you care about. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Not sure if you know this, but Copa America is going on. And Christian Pulisic, well, he's the new Captain America. Yes, the United States soccer team is already qualified for the World Cup because we are one of the host countries, and that's great and all. But still, this is the time. This is the time. I am all in on Team USA going deeper than it ever has into these Olympics, especially with the home field, the home pitch advantage, if you will. So we'll get to a little Copa and also College World Series, as well as NHL Stanley Cup Final Game 7. We've got championships coming up on Monday, which is really cool. Paul Skeens, he's crushing it still. Now, he didn't get the win on Wednesday, but he went deeper in an outing than he ever has. And I know a lot of people are tracking his rookie career with the Pirates. I do really hope that he ends up staying there with the Pirates. And not sure if you saw it, but a lot of people. A sea of green and white turning out in Boston for the ticker tape parade on Friday. A little bit of NBA news in the wake of that because, you know, we're not that far away from free agency. It's usually around July 4th. No joke. A week from Thursday is July 4th. That's how close we are. This is the final week of June, final full week of June, which is nutso. So, yeah, as we head through this final week of June and into the dog days, we've got more baseball in our brains. Of course, we've got room for U.S. soccer. I always do because I love U.S. soccer. And the end of the College World Series. Can we please get done with hoops and hockey? It's time for them to be over as well. And I saw this too. I thought this was really cool. Not sure if you all still watch Jeopardy in the wake of Alex Trebek. Of course, he had stepped away from Jeopardy, but also had passed away. They've actually created a new forever stamp. The U.S. Postal Service has come up with a new forever stamp that honors Alex Trebek, and it's coming out, I think it's next month, coming out next month because he would have been 84 years old. So, yeah, this is really neat. I still bittersweet, I think, because he was such a pop culture icon and he had hosted Jeopardy with that style and that flair that no one will ever be able to replicate. And although I haven't kept up with it, once my Grammy Helen passed away, I really didn't pay a lot of attention to it after that. But she watched Jeopardy religiously every weeknight, even if they were reruns. And not only did she love him and love his style, but he was so engaging and the little historical tidbits and the humor that he would wrap into the presentation. And it's kind of been a revolving door since then. I know they've narrowed it down, fewer hosts, but it's not Alex Trebek. It's not the same. Kind of wondering how it's going to be with Wheel of Fortune and Pat Sajak, who stepped away. And now it's Ryan Seacrest, who, goodness, is a jack of all trades. But with Jeopardy, it seems like the show has lost its identity a bit. And it's just not the same. And there are some favorites like Ken Jennings and what, Producer Jay?
He's really the only one who does it now.
Mm. Okay, so they got rid of Mayim?
Mayim doesn't do it anymore, no.
Okay, and there was someone else in there that they had mixed in.
Aaron Rodgers?
No, it's been a while. He's too busy chasing a VP nomination. There was a bunch of people that they were mixing as. We're glad to hear they've settled into Ken Jennings. But, of course, Alex Trebek leaves such gigantic shoes. And so, yes, they are going through the forever stamp, and they're formatting it actually like it's a clue from Jeopardy. And are you ready for it? It reads this. This naturalized U.S. citizen hosted the quiz show Jeopardy for 37 seasons. And then upside down at the bottom of the stamp reads, in true Jeopardy format, Jay.
What is?
Who is?
Who is Alex Trebek?
Okay, yes. Nice. Who is Alex Trebek? So really cool. And he was always so humble, just so gracious and classy in the way that he hosted the show. And so that's kind of neat. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who want to collect those, even if they don't put them. I may be the last holdout. I still send cards. I still send letters. I still send checks in the mail every now and then. I send a bunch of graduation cards to friends, kids with checks. And so, yeah, I'm still using stamps. Goodness, all of our wedding thank you notes were done in the first 3 months. Woo! And they all were mailed by hand. So I still do a lot of cards because people enjoy getting them. I enjoy receiving them, so I like to send them. But I don't know how many other people actually buy stamps. And honestly, the forever stamp is the way to go. Did you know they're about to raise stamps to almost a dollar? A dollar per stamp. This is the U.S. Postal Service. They can't be counted on to get anything delivered on time. Seriously, sometimes it can take over a week for a letter to get from one side of our country to the other, or just from here to my mom's house, which is halfway across the country. Forget packages. Yeah, forget packages.
Oh, they do.
Oh, they do. They forget them. They lose them. They're gone. They don't care. On Twix, at A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, too. Glad to hear with you. Glad to be here with you. Glad to connect with you always. 855-212-4227. Not the letters or anything, because that was just a voice God mistake. So, yeah, Boston's ticker tape parade from Friday. So there were some highlights. I actually hope to get Sean Grandy on the show this week, because he took his son Jack on a duck boat with him, and the photos were...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Terrific. I know he was really looking forward to that. So we'll do a little bit of the throwback and then also set the stage a little bit for NBA free agency.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Richards kick out for a Sam Hauser three that rims out. But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history. They were told they had to win. There's only one thing you can do when expectations are that high. Meet them. And there's only one way to stop being haunted by the ghosts and the legends and the champions of Tucker's building. Join them. Together they have, and together they stand alone on top of the mountain for now. And once again, the Boston Celtics stand alone for all time. It is Banner 18. The mission demanded is mission accomplished.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Sean Grandy, final call of the 2024. I still do that sometimes. 2024. I guess you could say it like that. 2024 NBA Finals. And a lot was made of the way Sean signed off on his broadcast. According to Sean, this was about a new generation of Celtics fans finally experiencing what they had not for 16 years. In fact, it happened on the 16th anniversary of the 2008 NBA title over the Lakers. That was Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Doc Rivers, of course. And his son, Jack, had not been born then. And so I understand why the torch has been passed, so to speak, but why Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown needed their own championship to be part of the storied Celtics history. And now they made it 18 for the franchise, which is the most ever. They were celebrating with a humongous duck boat parade on Friday. And it's not only the closing of one chapter, which is the 23-24 season, but it's also the start of what could be a frenzied free agency. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I am attempting right now, I think it went through, Producer Jay, you can check on my Twix to see if the video of the potbelly pig races actually landed, whether or not it's posted. I hope that's the case. And then once we get it posted to Twix, well, then we'll try to get it onto our show Facebook page. This has got to be one of the funniest things I've ever seen with animals in my life. It was amazing. I love that the pigs do not care, except for the treats. That's pretty much what they care about. And they were just going to saunter. They were not going to run on command. Anyway, you have to see it. It's awesome. It's about a minute and 45 seconds-ish. So I hope you don't mind me laughing in the background. I was laughing so hard. The people were cheering, too. We'll see if we can get it up on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Yes, there were moments where the enormous crowd in the Boston streets, a huge crowd for this duck boat parade, could also hear from their favorite Celtics. And one of the, he's not just the NBA Finals MVP, but one of the big storylines of this year was Jaylen Brown taking command, being so much better on both ends of the court, essentially saying, this is not happening again. We are not going through this again, to get close and then fall short. It's not happening. So they were willing to go all in.
Whatever it took for us to win, that's what I was willing to do. But on the defensive side, I know that's what my team needed me to bring. So that's what I brought to the table.
So understated and calm. And that's usually how he is in front of a microphone. He's very even keel, doesn't get too high or low. He'll make his point. But I wasn't expecting that. Honestly, when I heard him, I thought there might be a little more energy or adrenaline just reacting to what was the huge crowd. But no, he was back to being even keel again. Hey, you've heard that Al Horford is not retiring even at 38 years old. I can't remember exactly the number of playoff games. I think it was 186 career playoff games until he finally won a title, second only to Karl Malone, who never won an NBA championship. But he's not done yet. He's going to be the Tom Brady of the Celtics, if you will. And the question has been asked whether or not he's willing to maybe step back, take a lesser role. You know, Udonis Haslem came to mind, though I still say that Al has more mileage on him. But remember how Udonis Haslem with the Heat, he stuck around for a couple of seasons even after he wasn't playing anymore. He was into his 40s. He was more about a player coach and a veteran in the locker room. Al can still hoop, but what about taking a little less money and taking a step back to remain with the Celtics over this time and then potentially in the future moving forward?
I just understood the opportunity that we had in front of us. I didn't look at it as a sacrifice per se. I know that word got brought up, but I feel like we have such a special group here. I understood what we were capable of and the talent that we have here. And ultimately, all I care about, as these guys know, is winning. You know, I just wanted to win. I wanted to be a part of it. And that's what it required.
Yeah, but he was also a critical piece of this. Remember, he started once Kristaps Porzingis was injured. And even when KP came back after 5 weeks, Horford was still the one in the starting lineup. His defense, his desire to do anything it required to win. I readily admit, I cringe at times when his three-point shot is so errant that it's not even in the same zip code as the rim, and it makes me want to do a facepalm. However, he had a game in which he hit a bunch of threes. He's a rebounder. He's a dog on defense. He's such a glue guy and such a leader that his presence matters, and so it's a key part of the championship. And yes, Whit Grosbeck did tell our Boston affiliate WEEI last week that Al is not retiring. So Jason Tatum, then, he and Brian Scalabrine, who was hosting the ceremony, they were standing in front of the microphones. And, of course, the question had to come up about partying in Miami.
And you guys jumped on a flight to Miami right off the next day?
A couple hours after, actually.
You guys been on some a lot of trips to Miami, a lot of hard-fought trips to Miami. Was this one a little sweeter, taking that trip down?
They always easy.
Well, I'm sure he means the flight and maybe the partying, the South Beach atmosphere. I don't think he's referring to the 2023 Eastern Conference Finals.
They always easy.
Uh-huh. It's okay to talk smack about the Miami Heat now. Of course, remember, Miami could probably say the same thing about Game 7 in Boston in 2023. Oh, that was easy. Staples button. Let's not
still
rewrite
drunk
history.
From vacation. That's how I played the night.
Yeah. Let's not rewrite history about those Miami Heat. As an 8 seed, they got the better of the Celtics in the 23 East Finals. Though they did end up, I forgot, did they get swept by the Nuggets? They did, right? Swept? No. They maybe
they got one.
Maybe the Heat captured one game. Maybe. They captured
game
one
two
game.
Or game three.
One of my big concerns, and we can talk about it more as we head through these next couple of weeks. One of my big concerns about the free agency to be in front of us is that, Klay Thompson has scrubbed his social media and removed all references to the Golden State Warriors. According to the reports out there, he and the Warriors right now are having zero, as in a big fat goose egg consideration and a big fat goose egg when it comes to conversation about a new deal. So they've essentially given him all the permission he wants to go ahead and seek other options. And you may remember that initially it was reported the Orlando Magic were really interested and were likely to pitch him a big-time free agent deal and try to convince him that he should leave Golden State, leave Northern California, and head to Orlando. Except now, again, according to reports, there's no offer from the Magic either. And so if you think about some of the free agents, LeBron James, he's kind of a unique one, of course. He can decide if he wants to stick with the Lakers or go somewhere else. Paul George, he could actually end up declining the last year of his current deal and test the waters. You've also got James Harden and Klay Thompson, who are unrestricted free agents. But yeah, what I've been hearing is that there right now isn't a market for Klay Thompson, and that he may end up going back to the Warriors on a very reduced deal if there's no other option. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.